From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, told senators today that he supports overturning the law that bars gays from serving openly in the ranks.
Speaking for myself and myself only, it is my personal belief that allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly would be the right thing to do.
This is the first time a senior active duty officer has called for ending what's known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the law which has forced thousands of gay service members from the ranks since it was enacted in 1993. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Admiral Mullen says he served with homosexuals since 1968, the year he graduated from the Naval Academy. He says he's bothered they can't be honest about who they are.
No matter how I look at this issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens.
Sitting next to Mullen during today's Senate hearing was Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He didn't offer his personal views, but Gates did note President Obama wants to overturn the law.
We have received our orders from the Commander-in-Chief, and we are moving out accordingly.
So Gates says the Pentagon will begin a year-long study to determine how it would move out should Congress repeal the law. That includes polling soldiers.
Particularly as it pertains to what are the true views and attitudes of our troops and their families.
And Gates made clear that doing away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell could require fundamental changes in how the military works.
These include potential revisions to policies on benefits, base housing, fraternization and misconduct, separations and discharges, and many others.
Gates says the review would get input from experts, think tanks, and members of Congress. It didn't take long for Senator John McCain to offer his input.
I'm deeply disappointed in your statement, Secretary Gates.
McCain says Gates doesn't know yet what his study will show.
It'd be far more appropriate, I say with great respect, to determine whether repeal of this law is appropriate and what effects it would have on the readiness and effectiveness of the military before deciding on whether we should repeal the law or not.
McCain said Don't Ask, Don't Tell has worked, and more than 1,000 retired military officers have signed a letter supporting it. McCain asked Mullen whether his fellow admirals and generals support repeal.
What, in your view, are the opinions of the other members of the Joint Chief and Combatant Commanders about changing this policy?
I would certainly defer to them in terms of exactly
well, in
how
the near
they want to
future,
say that.
In the near future, I'd like you to ask them, and we could have it on the record, what their position is
in the near future. Yes, sir.
But not all the Joint Chiefs are on board with repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, defense sources say. One particular holdout is the Marine Commandant, General James Conway, who worries that allowing gays to serve openly would be disruptive to the military in a time of war. Much of the focus today was on Mullen's statement in support of repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Here's Senator Mark Udall, a Democrat from Colorado.
Admiral Mullen, I think the center piece of your statement will be long remembered for the courage and the integrity and the with which you outlined your own personal beliefs and how we can proceed.
But Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama suggested Mullen was out of line. It was all up to Congress to repeal the law, not the military.
You shouldn't use your power to in any way influence a discussion or evaluation of the issue.
Whether Congress repeals a law is far from certain. A House bill lacks enough votes. The Senate has not even introduced a bill. So in the meantime, Defense Secretary Gates says the Pentagon will make it harder to kick out someone who's gay. He says the military will raise the bar on what information is needed to launch an investigation. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.